It's Around the Lunch Table. It's your boys, Jay and Z. Let's get rowdy up in here.
I'd rather call the paparazzi on myself.
I'd rather call the paparazzi on myself. What was the next line?
I don't know.
You're going bold, just socks on, huh? God, I'm scared.
I usually do.
I usually have shoes on.
Well, usually the moccasins or the...
Or the Hey Dudes.
The Hey Dudes.
The Hey Dudes got a lot of... They got a lot of Hey Dudes.
A lot of dudes.
Yep, a lot of dudes.
Are we recording?
We're recording.
Welcome back to Stop Episode 1. Let's have episode...
143.
Episode 143. First and foremost, I want to start with our sponsor, starting with Outer Oceans, bringing ideas and ads
to life.
Also want to shout out Lip Stallion, all this business space, sorry, by ATLT's own, Brandon Badiato. Don't even know if he's streaming, but the company is back after allocating some funds.
Woo!
And shout out also to his dog's coach at Synergy K9, Puppy Plyometrics. You can look him up on Instagram, Synergy K9. We have no support from them at all. I'm just saying it because it's hilarious.
Actually, just super quick. What is the point?
I don't know. I mean, I understand like walking your dog and like taking it for a run, but I thought that was it.
I don't need my dog to be able to do 20 crunches.
Your dog, dude, they're doing box jumps and fucking jumping over shit. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's training to make them better. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, there are actual, like, I guess it's a business. They train your dog, but it's not like training like, oh, like
not,
the
it's
loop.
Not like you see on TV when they're like running.
It's like CrossFit
for
dogs.
Yeah, they're like, it's yeah.
It's fucking puppy fit and it's fucking crazy. Yeah. Got moles if you have moles in the Puget Sound area.
Got moles!
Northern Seattle to Southern Tacoma. They're your premier mole exterminator providing chemical-free methods, blah, 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 blah. Atlas aeration making your lawn look like my pubes. And last but not least, I believe, I'm just going to give a shout out to a listener. I've sent you a couple of his texts. I think he's listened to like every episode and he even said that he was a welder and he plays it in the shop. And then those people are listening to it. And when they don't have their headphones and they play our podcast. So shout out Kevin. Shout out Kevin from the Eags.
Thanks, Kev Dog.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, bud.
Yep. Shout out Kevin. I don't remember Kevin. Or I do know.
I've
Kevin
actually probably Deal. Met him before if he's at
yeah,
the
I think it's Deal.
I probably was just fucked up.
Yeah, he's the president of the Wilkeson Eags. And he's a fan of our
good
podcast.
Good job, Prez.
Thanks, Kev. Just want to give him a shout out. Every time we post one, he texts me and he's like, hey, great episode.
Thank you. That's real nice.
Thank you. I like that.
All right, well...
I love a good community.
In that spirit, I would like to bring up a very good topic.
Yes.
And the first topic would be, and this is a guesstimation on your part, what do you think the world record is for in 24 hours for beating off?
Oh, like 30.
No.
Does that count ghost loads?
I don't know if the Guinness guy with the book is like, oh, was it a ghost load? No. I'm just going to tell you. So from
Can I ask something? I'm going to be honest. Now, the only reason
I really want to say the answer because it's actually pretty mind blowing.
Okay, fine. Say the answer first.
So your guess was 30.
Yeah.
This guy named Hugo Lopez.
Russian.
No, he's like Latin.
Hugo?
He's like Latin. Lopez?
Oh, I just heard Hugo.
Jerked off 83 times. How is
holy
your dick
shit,
not just
dude.
What looks like one of those hot dogs in the 7-Eleven twister, dude? Dude's the dean of dick beating. Oh my god, 83 times, dude. Okay, how are you not like just how is it not hurt?
Here we go, 83 in 24 hours. That's 3.4 times an hour,
dude.
That's some
okay. How do you do that? I'm saying, actually, how do you do that without being in pain? Because you give yourself okay, conservatively, after like in one day, after like five, you'd be like, oh my god,
yeah.
That's insane. And in a 24-hour period, if you did five times, you're like, holy shit, that's
dude,
a lot.
Those are some professional
you'd come
numbers.
Out of there and be like, that was hectic after like six. 83?
Dude, that's a fucking raw missile.
I'm saying it doesn't matter if you could like be hard that much. It doesn't matter. I'm just saying how you could even continue. I don't understand.
I feel like you'd have to set the mood right. Like,
there, it doesn't matter the mood. You can't.
Going into a mission like that,
you know when you're underwater for too long, your hands are just all, that's what your
pruny
fucking dick would look like. It would just be, the skin would be like,
it's just a sad little, like, you know when a cactus starts dying and it starts fucking like going over and it's turning brown?
Dude, there's no way.
Dude, okay, the thing is, preparing for a mission like that, like...
Dude, the 83 times extended. And this other guy in 2008 beat off for 9 hours and 33 minutes straight.
Without coming?
I don't know. And he beat his own record in 2009 for beating it 9 hours and 58 minutes. That's a shift and overtime.
I don't know if that's a plaque you put in the office, you know?
Dude.
Like, the Guinness World Records.
This first guy's the dean of dick beating. This other guy's the fucking wanker warden.
The wanker warden? So, like, dude, if you're going to put up those, like, kind of professional numbers.
Those are big numbers.
I mean, I'm a rookie. I mean, I'm a novice compared to those numbers.
That's not even a number. That's not even for, like, oh, you know, I'm just going to let's just get this. Get
clean
this.
The pipes out.
It's not even that. That's just, like, I can't even, like, conjure that thought. 83 fucking times.
Here's the thing is, me personally, there has to be, like, a set number goal, and I got a plan for that. And so it's, like, every 15 minutes.
Well, obviously, he didn't do it for fun. It was to beat the record. But either way, it doesn't fucking matter. I'm saying, because after that first, like, three, you're just like, okay, I'm good. I have no desire to do this.
Does a record not count off his performance-enhancing drugs? Because if he'd have to take Viagra.
But 100%. The thing, okay, it doesn't matter if you can continue to get hard. The record is to jerk off fucking 83 times. And he fucking
I know, but what I'm asking you, though, is like...
You're probably allowed to do whatever because you yourself still have to do it.
You still have to do it. Fuck. How many do you think you could do?
In 24 hours?
24 hours.
I don't fuck... Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to say in 24 hours. But here's the thing.
Like, really trying.
But I have to be literally trying just to see how many I would get. Yeah. Not because I'm like, oh, I just need to jack off right now.
Okay.
10?
I think I could do, like, I wanted to say one an hour, but then towards the later hours, probably
I'm just saying total. Don't give me that shit.
No, I'm saying where I'm at. I'd say, like, 15 in 24 hours.
But, like...
It gives me some leeway, some wiggle room.
I'm really trying, but that's insane, dude. Like, 83?
Yeah, that's... Dude, that fucking dick, dude. What was that, like the tongue of an old basset hound?
Just hanging there.
Like, you know, like, dude, it's probably all scabby and shit. You wanna know what I wanna know, though? Okay, have you ever been like... Okay, we've all been there. You know, like, you go down like a porn rabbit hole, and then... Like back when you were a fucking kid, not fucking.
No, I'm just wondering where this is going.
No, okay, but like, and then you're like, oh, like, you know, XXXXX, fucking 24 hours. Where did he have to go to fucking like keep that shit going?
Well, obviously he was in a secluded spot. Well, it was in a place.
The Guinness guy had to watch him.
I'm guessing it wasn't in the U.S. It was in La Falda, which is a city. It's in South America, I assume.
Ah, yes.
So he had plenty of time. Well, that shit's fucked up. Maybe he's fucked.
Here's the thing is...
Oh, it's in Argentina.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they are known for their sexually aggressive men. Well, like, when it comes to the Guinness World Record shit, do they have to, like, sit there and watch? Or do you just, like, film it? That's interesting.
Well, for any world record, they have to fucking watch. Any world record, they have to sit there and make sure there's no cheating or whatever, so...
So imagine, like, you're...
Like, when the girl was beating the all-time queef record, there was a person counting the queefs.
And then they're like, that's not a real one.
He's got like the stethoscope. Oh, that was a back one.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, fuck.
No, what I'm saying is like, okay, so like you work at the Guinness Book of World Records. You're like, oh, this is going to be so fun. Like, you know, I get to see people do crazy shit. But then you get tasked with that one. It's like, hey, this guy in Argentina. It's cool to fight Argentina.
Yeah, my coworker got the guy who made the most three-pointers in an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
I got the fucking guy who jacks off 83 times.
Yeah. I mean, I'd hope you'd be able to like.
But here's the thing. I'm assuming, so you're a Guinness World Record employee.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm assuming they send you out.
There's no way it's volunteers.
No, they hotels, per diem. I mean, it's probably a good gig, and you just got to sit there and make sure it's legit.
And fucking document it. So, I mean, I do it. I mean, if I get the whole week in Argentina, that 24 hours is going to suck.
Yeah, it's going to suck.
You can't fall asleep.
Maybe in that specific instances, maybe they would find a gay guy. So then it's like, okay, well, maybe he's okay with watching this more than I would be.
Thing is, even if there was a girl finger blasting herself for 24 hours, I'd get pretty bored of it. I still
wouldn't want to watch it either.
Yeah, it's like, you just hear, for fucking...
Well, it's for the record. There would be no moaning. It would just be...
It wouldn't be, that was bad, sorry.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be for just, it wouldn't be her be like, oh my God, I really love this right now. I'd be like, I'm on a mission to break this.
Yeah.
And so it would just be.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Dude, there's no way a girl could do it.
First of all, okay, hold on. Wait, one thing we're completely missing here.
Tell me.
I mean, first of all, you lose the dexterity of that motion after so many times. Maybe he's his ambidextrous.
Yeah, he goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully he's got a tiny dick so he can just go like that. Because imagine if you had to like fucking two-hand it the whole time.
Like you're fucking, pulling a rope.
Yeah, fucking 10 fingers on
okay.
it.
Okay. All right, we're moving on.
Well, no, hey, I have one more question. Okay. I was trying to say at the beginning. The only reason I knew the term ghost load was an American Dad when Steve, remember, he made a clone and the... Francine let Steve do whatever he want, and he got the Spanky Award for the most.
the Spanky Award.
But he said that doesn't even. But it doesn't count ghost loads. I'm gonna be honest with you, man.
Be honest.
What is a ghost load? I don't think I know what that is.
Maybe. I'm just gonna shoot a shot out of the cannon here. I'm just gonna kind of take a shot in the dark. I assume a ghost load would be.
So you don't know. You're just assuming.
Well, I'm assuming because think of like.
Like it goes boo.
I was gonna say it means nothing's there.
It's a scary come.
You could. It's when you came, but nothing came out.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. What else would it be?
I don't know. It comes
like
out.
Like a fucking genie lamp, and then it fucking
and your
ghost
fucking,
comes out. Like I don't. Yeah, that's got to be what it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, shout out to Hugo.
I think that's what they refer to as literally shooting a blank.
Who's Hugo Stiglitz? Is that from Inglourious Basterds?
Hugo Stiglitz. Yes, it's from Inglourious Basterds.
Wait, which one was that? Hugo. Was that the bear?
No. Hugo. He was the one who killed all the German officers who was in jail, and then they went and broke him out, and then he joined.
That's right. Okay. Said Hugo when I was thinking.
He didn't speak much in the film.
That wasn't the guy with the bat.
No. I was going to also say, okay, something interesting I found. Okay. We all know that Pixar, Disney movies, later... We always find weird things about them that we're like, oh, okay, well, or like the storyline, what it was. There is this very, very, very popular theory about Finding Nemo that I found that I actually really wanted to read. So this is the most popular theory circulated around the internet. And actually, it makes sense. So Nemo is actually the manifestation of Marlin's grief. It's a psychological crutch that the clownfish develops. that the clownfish develops after he watches his entire family get killed. At the start of Finding Nemo. Not just that, the word Nemo means nobody in Latin.
Really?
It's interesting.
Wasn't he on a G-Eazy song? Oh, no, that was Remo.
Marlin.
Oh.
Marlin was in a G-Eazy song?
No, Nemo, but it's Remo.
Yeah, I don't think he was.
Yeah, it was the Kirkland Signature Future.
Yes. But anyways. I remember the song you're talking about. But yeah, so that's very interesting. I actually thought... I heard that he was like a figment of his imagination because he literally watched his whole fucking family get yomped.
I heard that like they're all intertwined somehow.
I've heard that too.
Frozen is like the she's always fucking chatting about some like magical.
Yeah, and then another Pixar movie. Then there's fucking a rug that is like solely. It looks like he got fucking skinned. And
yeah,
so they have him as a fucking So there's a bunch of
weird. They actually kill the monsters.
There's actually a lot of Easter eggs in all the films about.
But then Monsters Inc. is just like fucking like the Adrenochrome shit. They just scare kids, and then their powers is.
Yeah, but it's supposed to still because it's like stands for like blood almost like.
Yeah, and this is reading too deep, but like the meter's red. You know, I'm like, oh, it's blood.
No, but like, it's,
what are the tanks called? Scream tanks. But you know the little meter, it's red.
I could have chosen anything.
Anyways, I have a question. Say you and Alex have a kid, all right?
Scream tanks.
And so it pops that thing out, okay? And you got to name it after a Disney character. Which one are you choosing?
I don't want to say mine because it's fucking your name technically.
What is it?
James Hawkins.
Who's that?
From Treasure Planet. Mrs. Hawkins, my toes. No, I wouldn't name him that. But,
you wouldn't name a kid after me?
No.
What if I died?
No.
What? Dude, if you died, I would name a kid after you. At least the middle name.
Yeah, okay, if you died.
It'd be Terrence Z. Spence.
Well,
let's see what happens, because very well, kids can get involved later in our lives, and then you decide to take your talents elsewhere, and then I don't see it for 15 years. And at that point, I'm like, why the fuck did I name my kid after this guy?
Because we've lived our entire lives together? I don't fucking know.
I'm just kidding. Jeez. Yeah, I probably would. Okay, relax. Maybe a middle name. I'll give you a middle name.
What about if I'm alive?
What about am I alive?
Okay, a first name, not a first name.
I'd make you the godfather, so then when I snap, you fucking have to take care of him.
Godfather isn't legally binding, is it? It's more just like, hey.
Well, I'm pretty sure you can make it legally binding.
A godfather?
Yeah.
I thought it was more just like, hey, in good faith, like, you know.
Really?
It's more like a moral compass thing. Like, hey, they asked me, so like if we die, like, will you take my kids? They
don't people don't actually legally do it.
I don't think it's a legal thing. I don't think there's a godfather clause.
No, but there's a clause that you can make in anything about taking care of your children. Something was to happen.
Someone
to
has
you.
To accept that. You can't.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, like, but like that would be legally binding. Someone accepting it. Are you telling me no one accepts it legally?
I don't think it's kind of like, I don't think anyone just goes out and be like, hey, would you mean, they're like, yes, of course. And they're like, can you sign here? Like, I think that's kind of like not socially.
No, I'm saying,
because then it means that you don't
trust
them.
Do you actually know?
No, but I'm saying, like, I would think.
I would think too, but I
would think that, like, if you went to a friend and was like, I want you to be the godfather, they'd be like, oh my God, such an amazing
opportunity.
You
know,
thank you. And then you pull out a stack of papers and it's like, yeah, just in case you fuck me, here you go. Like, yeah. It's weird. It's kind of like a prenup. It's like, it could go both ways.
I guess, but I feel like people still do it.
Yeah, if you have a ton of money or if you own a company, yeah, you do a prenup.
I'm talking about the Godfather thing.
Oh, gotcha. I'm saying like a prenup is...
I feel like most of the time, yes, it's maybe it's a gentleman's agreement.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But like if you... Imagine if you just write anybody.
Imagine if you accept it. Okay, and then maybe... What if he has like fucking 5 or 6 kids? And then...
I think it's per child.
And then you're leaving like the funeral and like...
I think it's per child, right? It's not just like...
I don't know. I've never been in this
I don't think you ask someone to be their godfather. You're like, now and all future children you take care of. It's like, hey,
Jeremy. John, you don't have 2 kids anymore. You have 8.
Yeah, it's like, I think it would just be... It's per kid, I think. Okay. It would be like, little Jeremy, Z takes care of him. Little Susan, Jack takes care of him. Little Rebecca... Alex takes
care. So they would all be separated, which is very unhealthy for the kids, according to Child Social Services.
Well, I mean, fuck, if it's a fucking Mormon family, just group them in 2s or something and send them off. Like, you know.
It's like a BOGO, buy one, get one.
Buy one, get one. Well, dude, the thing is, though, people pay what I don't get.
Tax write-offs, though.
That.
So if it was legally binding.
Well, even forget the legally binding thing, you could just apply to like be their fucking guardian and then they're dependent. But what I'm thinking is, you know how people pay like 10 grand to adopt a kid?
I thought you were going to say, you know how you pay like 10,000 for a kid?
No, well, I'm saying if like a family wants to adopt one, going through the whole process is like 10 G's. But how about this?
Yeah, it is.
Add on Craigslist.
The application alone is $1,000.
Yeah, add on Craigslist. Like, hey, skip all the fucking bullshit. I'll sign them over to you.
Okay, that's
for $5,000. For $5,000, half off. Win-win.
On Craigslist?
I mean, I'm just saying, if little Junior's gonna make it, I mean, he'll make
Craigslist.
It.
Yeah, if you want him to get fucking sold to a fucking weirdo who's gonna, let's be honest, fuck him, then yeah. Craigslist?
I do some, like, you know, some interview processes.
On Craigslist.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe there's like buyababy.com. I don't fucking know.
Oh my goodness.
I'm kidding, but I'm just saying they save 50%. What I'm looking for is like, the doctor and his wife were like, oh no.
But isn't that, if you're a smart pedophile, that's what I'm doing. I'm getting a letterhead. I'm making it look official. I'm making it.
Are you going to buy the baby through an LLC? Like,
why not?
Limited liability. It wasn't me. It was the company.
File chapter 12.
Can't take care of this kid.
Actually, it wasn't me. It was my vice president who lives in Switzerland.
Yeah. We didn't do that to the kid. The company did. wait, can a company own a human being?
No.
I mean, they all kind of do.
They do, but not legally, literally. No.
If you pay it, though.
No, you can't.
If you pay it, dividends.
Can't. They're not property. You can't legally own anything.
There's a thing with if you genetically alter the DNA, though,
it's
no longer legally considered a human being. Just saying.
You know, even if that's true, you would be in court for years. fighting over that. Like, it's ridiculous. It wouldn't even be worth it.
Say you couldn't have kids. Like, are you adopting? Like,
I think the question would be, I think this is where I would be at. If I am just not having them, I think I'm taking that as a sign that maybe I shouldn't have them, and I'm not going to force it.
Gotcha. But say, like, your marriage depends on it. Are you looking for
marriage? If my marriage depends on it,
like, she, like, that's her life goal is to have kids. Like, that's her dream. Yeah.
And I can't actually make it my own.
Yeah. Are you looking for one that kind of looks like you?
Yeah, I think a little bit.
I'd want to pass it off.
Well, I also don't want to explain.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I don't want to meet people and be like, oh, I see your kid is Asian.
Yeah, this one's not actually mine, but I pay for its stuff. Yeah. Like, no, like, I'm going to look for one with, like, blonde hair, blue eyes, and then I'm just going to roll with it and be like.
I mean, I don't know if I have that specifics in mind.
I'm saying it looks like me so I can pass it off. That's what I'm saying.
Pass it off.
So I don't have to explain. I don't want to.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, if me and my girl are white and I come in with a black baby, I got to explain. Like, either she had a kid before me.
Yeah, then it makes you look,
for her. Or she cheated on me and I forgave her, but now I'm raising the kid. Or I adopted.
Yeah.
Or if it looks like me, there's no questions.
Yeah. And well, either way, but what if it looks like you and it's a fucking demon? I'd be interviewing these kids, by the way. People are always walking into, like, orphanages and shit. Oh my God, he's so cute. Like, in the movies, obviously the movies are, whatever.
It's got a little rascal's hat on.
Oh my God, I love him. I'm like, okay, we're not picking out a puppy here. We're picking out a fucking kid. And I'm going to, and then the wife can mingle. I'm going to have a stack of papers and I'm going to be asking questions.
I feel like they're always pale and got, like, the butthole eyes. You know what I'm talking about in the movies?
Absolutely not.
It's like they're malnourished.
Not malnourished. They kind of look like.
They're sad, obviously.
No, they look like the dudes, like, in the World War II picture before and after. Yeah. That's what they look like. They look like they saw their friends get their limbs blown off. They're just like, they're looking at it just like.
Well, yeah, because orphanages got cliques and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
They were basically sleeping in foxholes.
Yeah, and they got gangs, dude. And you got to, like, an orphanage is like a children's prison. Right?
In a way, yes.
Yeah, so you got, like, the white supremacists.
I don't know about that,
yeah,
but I would
say.
Yeah,
you gotta, like, choose your gang. Dude, but the thing is, it's a clicking clock. Clicking clock? It's a ticking clock, because once you hit, like, teenage, no one wants you. So
yeah,
you gotta, like, do it like a talent show when someone fucking pops up. It's like, yeah, I can fucking baton twirl, or, like... Say you're trying to get adopted. What's your move?
Well, how old am I?
You're like, you're 9, so you're pushing it. And you got all these kids that are a lot cuter. But this couple walks in, you got to wow them. You start rapping.
I'm definitely learning how to audit and do their taxes. It's probably my first thing because
then CPA.
When tax season comes around and then, or if maybe I'm good with numbers.
Are they going to trust a 9-year-old though? You got to build that trust first.
If they're asking one, they probably already fucked.
They ask you, they're like, can you do my taxes? Like, I thought you'd never ask.
Dude, what's that thing from the baby on anything's deductible?
What is that from?
It's not Rick and Morty? Like a baby that does your taxes?
Anything's deductible. I don't remember.
Or is it Family Guy or something? I don't remember. But I don't know. I mean, okay, realistically, as a 9-year-old, what I'm doing to wow them.
Okay. Going with, like, baton twirling.
Nah. I'm grabbing one of the kids to walk in with me to the interview. Boxing gloves, knock him out and be like, I'm going to be a world champion boxer.
So you're going for the money aspect. So that's how you're going to get the dad. How are you going to get the mom? So you already wowed the dad with that.
Slap her tits. Here's the thing. I think that you could
Bro, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there,
that's
man.
That's why I'm bringing in... Okay, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm 9 years old. What can I bring
to
the table?
I know, but dude, you're 9. You're pushing that fucking limit, and you're also kind of an early bloomer, so you already look fucking older. They're like, I don't want to deal with teenage
problems. I know what I'm doing. Okay. The night before, I fill out a notebook with strange symbols and formulas that look genius, but it's just all jumbled together. It's
genius
nothing.
Child.
And then when I walk in, hi, nice to meet you guys, I accidentally drop it. Said notebook folds open. They see formulas. I'm looking like I'm building a time machine. Oh my God, this kid's a genius. Oh my God, Nobel laureate. Hello.
Yeah.
And then I put the notebook.
Early retirement.
Sorry. That's embarrassing.
It's just me and my scribbles.
And then that's how you get the dad and the mom. I be sweet. And they're all like, wow, he's also going to be really smart. This is a good pick. And then it turns out I'm an idiot.
Are you cracking a joke? Sly one.
Oh, quick. Am I cracking a joke?
A 9-year-old that can tell a joke that's appealing to adults is very, very beneficial. I would say, oh, and then when I leave the interview, I'll say, all right, well, don't forget about me. Don't worry, my real pants already did.
Yeah, that's good. Because it also tugs at the heartstrings. And it's like, take me.
But then if a kid says it, I think that'll just make him sad. I don't think they'd laugh.
No, because it's all in the delivery, and I think you deliver it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because all the other kids are sitting there like,
like normal little kids.
Yeah, but they're all like, you know,
wiping snot like all little kids do.
Yeah, you're different. You're like, yeah, I'm mature. Throw a suit on me. You want me to sell this pen for you?
For being honest,
I'd stab you with it.
What would you do?
Oh, I think I'd God, that's a good fucking question. I'm definitely doing something like a joke at the end, but the initial wow, I think I'm going to have I think I can turn on the fake happiness real quick, because kids want parents want like a happy kid, right? And every other kid's going to be like, oh, more porridge.
Well, they know you're broken and they're trying to fix you.
No, that's what I'm not going to portray as broken I am, but they're not going to know that. I'm going to look like a full put together kid.
So you're going to be fake?
Yes. And I'm going to make them chase it. The old reverse psychology. I'm gonna be like, yeah, if you want to adopt me, like, that'd be great. But I also understand, like, you know,
I have other offers.
Yeah. It's like I'll put your application with the others that I need to read through tonight. Like,
fucking, there you go.
Yeah, I'm portraying value. It's like, yeah. Oh,
you're creating urgency.
It's like, you want me? Yeah. So does this stack of other parents. Get in line, Susan. Like, yeah. Fuck yeah. And then they're like, oh.
Yeah, that's a good strategy.
And subconsciously, when they're talking about those kids, like, I don't know what it was. It's like, yeah, because you want what you can't have. And I didn't let you have me. Every other kid just
now, this
wants to come up and is like, take me, take me.
This is where it gets dicey, I think. Okay. I'm gonna say something here. Is when a family, and there's nothing wrong with, I'm not saying adopting is bad. I'm saying, but when you have children already and you adopt, imagine how hard that is, because your children have been raised by you, and then you bring another child in. And because this child had no parents, had most likely had a very rough childhood, you're putting a lot of care and attention to them because you want them to feel welcome, blah, blah, blah. Then the other kids start hating him, and then they start hating you. That would be a really hard thing to work around.
I would think is to find out ASAP after the first kid's born. So one, either doesn't remember, or two, it's just like, this is your older brother. Like, it was born before you, or...
But I'm saying the kids are... Okay, I'm saying, but most times when they adopt, they really don't adopt kids when their kids are also like one or two. They usually adopt later, when the kids are already old enough to know what's going on. Like, they're already kind of maybe 6, 7, 8, I don't know.
What I think I'd do is just like put little like darts of stuff like, hey, you know, it's been 5 years, but your older brother is at boarding school, kind of thing. And then like he shows up and it's like, hey, he's back. Like, and then they get to know
that
each
can
other.
Work. That
and
can
then,
work,
then
yeah.
They don't fucking know.
And then you tell them when.
When they figure out that little Timmy wasn't at fucking boarding school.
Well, like, they wouldn't know that. They wouldn't be able to figure that out.
Oh, I'd never tell
them. You would never tell them?
I mean, how young is little Timmy?
It doesn't matter. I'm saying your own kids. When the fuck would you tell them?
I'm kidding. I mean, I don't know, like 16 or something. Fucking, I was 14. I don't know when. I've never parented. But what I am going to ask you, Z, say you adopt a kid and it's like 6 months old. Do you ever tell it? Because ignorance is bliss, and then it's not going to go
on
that.
I think there is variables, but I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say maybe like when he's like 9 or 10, because then he doesn't fully wrap his head around it, and then I revisit it again in 10 years.
But then it's going to know. It's like, you're not my dad. Like,
yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, but this is going to cause more issues.
No, it won't.
I'd tell him later.
Say your dad was a fucking deadbeat. I'm your dad.
He doesn't
dad
know what
now.
A deadbeat is. He's going to be like,
that's what I would basically explain. Your dad fucking left you. And here I am. Here I am.
Does it matter?
Oh, here's a better question. Oh my God. You adopt a kid. He's fucking being a little dick. How long does it take till you spank him? Your kid.
You got to treat him like it's your own
I know,
kid.
But like when is that okay? And there's a lot of people that don't even agree with spanking out there, but I'm saying, when is the right time to do such a punishment? Because he's been in an orphanage, he's probably had a rough life. When is the right time? I mean, I don't think there really is going to be a good time.
I'm just not adopting.
Say you just lay the hammer down on his little hands.
On his hands? You'd spank
not literally,
the hands?
Not literally. It's figure speech.
That would hurt. Just like, just fucking smack in the hands.
I wouldn't do that. That would be child abuse.
But on the butt isn't child abuse?
No.
No. No, it's not.
You think it is?
No.
You were spanked as a kid?
Yeah, no. I don't think it was child abuse, no.
Oh, okay.
Do I know if I'm going to spank my kids? I don't fucking know.
I don't
know
either. I don't know either.
Because I'd feel fucking horrible, but then it's also like, I don't want you to grow up to be a piece of shit.
Just come out. Just come out of the room. Dude. Okay, here's the thing. This is, okay, if I ever got to a point where I, okay, like, if I ever had a kid and I had to spank him, I would keep one of those, like, plastic, like, WWE belts, and I'd come out of there with it on every time. And then scream and hold the little spatula in the hand with, so the other kids could see.
Oh, your other kids.
Yes, not just random kids.
You just take them to the park? Wow.
Look what I just did. I get the cops calling me and arrested.
Yeah. Fuck.
I don't know. I'm just... I can't think about that.
We got to figure out how to parent in the case we actually do.
Yeah, I have no idea. And you know what, dude? You
what's crazy is our parents are like, my parents are like 21.
I know,
like,
I know. Parents.
What the fuck are you doing? Stupid. Having fucking kids.
Dude, my mom had Vincent like fucking 16 or 17. I'm like, what?
You don't even know what you're doing.
What the fuck are you doing?
Dude, if I had a kid at 21, he'd be wearing fucking Yeezys. And a fucking,
he looked like a fucking super.
Yeah, fucking, I was a child, man. And I'm supposed to tell this child what to do.
Dude, it's crazy because, like, most of our parents' generation, like, all of them were having kids at 21, 22, 23. That was, like, when all of them have kids. And I'm like, older than now. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Why?
It's like, I'm still making bad decisions.
Yeah. 21. I'm like, dude, I still got a stretch to go before I start making decisions good enough for myself, let alone another person.
You think
I'm going to
raise a child?
Yeah. And do it right?
Hey, honey, hold this baby and hand me the straw.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. You're taking bumps off the fucking, off the little divot in their head.
Dude, imagine, like, you like, had a kid, right? And, like, you're just it hasn't really soaked in yet, and then like randomly, like, oh my god, I'm so tired today. I'm like, oh, I had to, like, I need to release a little bit and kind of just, like, you know,
take it out on the kid.
No, no, just like you go out and like party and shit and completely forget. Like, come home, like, oh fuck, and you're just shit faced. You're just like, oh my fuck,
you're like, please be done.
Like, imagine you come home and you're like you always have done for many years. You go, you lay on your bed, you're just fucked up, and you're just like,
here,
and you're just like, oh fuck, I have to take care of that thing.
It seems like a lot. With the right person, I feel like it can be I think there's just two levels of happiness. You can have one with kids and one without. I don't think everyone's like, oh, there's so much happiness with kids. Like, yeah, there's a lot of happiness without kids too.
Yeah.
I think there's just two different kinds.
I think there's a balance there for sure.
Thing is, I'm already past that because I was always like, well, when my friends start having kids, I will. So that way they can grow up together. But like all of our other friends are having kids. So.
I know. And they've already had kids for like a couple of years or something like that.
So I'm like, I'm past that.
And you know, the crazy thing is, like, I was in Medford. Dude, it's actually, it's fucking a little disappointing, dude, because like, so when I hanging out with like people who have kids and shit like that, then
they seem depressed. Number one,
not depressed, just drained, you know, in which it makes sense. But like, and I realized that when I went down there, I felt fucking, it was so sad because they're like, well, basically they were all hanging out with each other because they have kids and stuff like that. And as friends, it's like, okay, well, we both have kids. So that's why we hang out. So
and then you're that guy.
And then I'm sitting there and then like, all right, well, like, are you guys going to come home? And then I'm like sitting there, I'm like, am I that? I'm the fucking like outcast, dude.
Yeah, it's
because
weird.
I don't have fucking kids.
Yeah, but you're happy.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
They all seem drained.
They all seem drained. And we had a great time. I'm just saying. And then, but like all the time, like they'll only come out if one of the other guys who has kids who hangs out with comes too. If it's just me, because I don't have kids.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, I don't want to go out with him. Just him. I'm like, am I?
Because you're the piece of shit.
I know. Am I the piece of shit? Because
just
like, I
marches right into fucking just villainy. Just tyranny.
Are you
going to
kill somebody tonight?
It's like, yeah, I'm going with ZL. You're going to light a house on fire. Yeah, fucking crazy. All right, well, we're at 35.
All right, well.
That flew by.
Oh, did you do the Patreon?
Patreon.com/ATLT for exclusive content, episodes early-ish. Yeah, that's what we got. Z, where can they find you?
Z_Leslie on Instagram or James, where can they find you?
Jack_Spence or both of our Instagrams at the Around the Lunch Table page. That'll pretty much do it.
And see ya.
That was good. We'll be right back.
up in here.